Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
We are calling one of the greats from TAPA history.
Oh.
One of the great OGs. They are from God's country in Western Australia.
Perth. Rodney Stickles Palmer.
We're calling Rodney Stickles Palmer.
Oh my God, do I look pretty? He can't see me, but I want to impress him.
Yeah, you look good. Yeah. Your eye fringe hanging, just give it a little.
Is that fine?
That looks good.
Yeah, thanks. You look good too.
Rodney will like that.
Turn around. Because Rodney will like that too.
Turn around white so you can see my face.
Morning.
Rodney!
Rodney Stickles Palmer, how the fuck are ya?
Good. How are you guys?
We are very good. Thanks for answering the phone at what I assume is 3 a.m. in God's country because of the time difference.
It's not that early, but it is early.
What are you doing up? Are you just up for us or are you at work? What are you doing?
I was originally going to be just up for you guys, but work's gone to hell in a handbasket, so I'm on my way to the airport at the moment.
Oh, is everything all right?
Oh, yeah, just staff has made a mistake and I have to go collect a client's car. We'll sort it.
Yeah, just getting it done is Rodney Stickles Palmer.
Sorry, but I've got to say that we need to start saying hell in a handbasket more.
Yeah, I
that
agree.
We've got to. We simply must. Yeah.
Feels right. It'd be rude not to.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Adding that to the lexicon. Yeah. Anyway, sorry that your day's turned to shit, but will you approve the podcast?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
God, it's not good when your day's turned to shit at 5 a.m., is it? Oh, Rodney, really hope it turns around.
Yeah.
This is Rodney Stickles Palmer from Western Australia, and I approve this podcast.
Let the record show that Tony Lodge just let out a huge sigh and went, oh, Mondays, am I right? On a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Bit of Monday-itis today, mate. Don't talk to me till I've had my coffee.
Don't you fucking dare. That was not me.
Isn't it? Is there enough coffee in your smoothie? Give you a little pep up?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trucking along. I'm fine.
You fine?
Yeah. All right, let's get into these
confessions. Thanks for submitting them, tonyandryan.com.au.
Very anonymous. We cannot follow up anything. So when you say, oh, and if you want any more information, just let me know, we actually can't.
I can't reply.
Yeah, we can't reply, so we can't ask for more info.
Now, I'm going to be intrigued as to whether Tony and you listening think this is like fair play.
Ooh.
Or like a bit al dirte. We now have a Spanish section of the podcast.
Is this Spanish Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah.
Is this a little bit like
don't bring him into this.
Final Crime? Is that what we played last week, which is basically Normal or Nah?
This is Final Crime.
Yeah. I like Final Crime. Again, it is basically Normal or Nah, but yeah.
As us ladies in our 20s do, I dated an asshole. We've all been there.
We have, yeah. Mine wasn't in my 20s. It was a bit younger than that.
Oh, there you go. And it's still happening.
No. I started dating Torbs when I was 19.
So your entire 20s you were with Torbs.
Yeah. Yep.
Wasn't there a song about that in the Taylor Swift album?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen those memes that are like me in a very loving, happy relationship listening to Taylor Swift's new album? And it's like the girl's in an hoodie and they've got like headphones on. They're crying. They're like, but my very lovely husband's right next to me. I'm feeling the feelings, but it's not really like applicable to me.
It's not real. If you want to have thoughts on Taylor Swift, there is a thread in the Tony and Ryan.
There certainly is.
Who posted that one?
Me. I did consult with Sophie and she agreed it was a good idea.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
As us ladies do in our 20s, I was dating a boy who was an asshole. He made me feel really bad about myself in many ways. But one thing that got my goat more than anything else was this stupid bright green house plant that his gorgeous ex got for him. She wasn't even a proper ex. They hooked up a few times. She gave him a plant. She left him, but he felt really like protective over this plant.
What the fuck is that relationship? We hooked up a couple of times. She bought him a plant. Well, like, oh, thanks for fucking me. Bye. Is that like instead of a housewarming?
But he was really protective of the plant. And it was like very special to him.
Oh, nah.
Already a red flag?
That means something. Yeah. I just can't imagine fucking someone and then giving them a plant. That's such a strange move.
Well, plenty of people have given you their seat. I'm quite impressed
That's
with myself.
That's disgusting,
there.
That but is, very funny.
That is fucked, and yeah. I apologise, but also...
No, fair play. Final crime? Fine.
I think giving a little houseplant's a fun little present. I got you a little present.
But, like, if you've just slept with someone a couple of times, that feels like, oh, yeah, buy me dinner.
Yeah,
or
but
like,
it sounds like he really liked her and she was just like, getting the dude. And then so maybe they thought they were dating but it fizzled out and, you know, there's just a little gift or something.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Or someone goes, oh, sorry that the house is so empty. The next time you come around, go, oh, I thought I'd bring a little plant. Isn't that cute?
If you just wanted to fuck someone, though, and then they brought you a plant, you'd be like, this is too much.
You'd send them back.
That's feelings. Catch flights, not fruit flies. I don't know what the feelings, whatever it is.
If someone can tell Tony what she's trying to say.
You know what I mean.
I don't think we do.
Nah, you'll figure it out.
What'd she say?
I don't know. I can't even remember. You know that
catch
thing?
Catch seed, not feelings.
No, you know that thing that was like catch flights, not feelings?
Yeah.
Like, because you catch feelings. And I meant to say catch feelings. Catch flights, not fruit flies. No, that is what I said.
I think if we don't drag her out of this, she could be here.
Yeah,
for a
it's
while.
The hole. I'm in the hole. I'll buy you a plant.
We weren't living together, but he traveled for his job in management consulting.
Also, he sounds real anti-dull.
He expected me to drive over to his house to water the plant while he was away.
If you remove the fact that it's from an ex.
I can for a second, but just let it be known that the confessor cannot.
Yeah, but like if you let go of the fact that it's an ex and someone said to you, oh, would you mind coming over and watering my plants? You'd be like, this is serious.
Mm. Like, it's good girlfriend energy.
Yeah, because you'd be like, I'll give you a key. Do you mind coming around and like watering the plants? Most plants don't actually need watering that often. So whenever people are like, can you water my plants? I'm like, oh, you want to fuck me.
So
I water the plants in this office.
You do. And when you say most plants don't need water, I feel like you're just saying that because they're like, water them each week. And after a month, you're like, should I?
Yeah, I did do that.
And they were starting to die a little bit.
I did do that. But you know when people go away for a weekend or a week, they'll last a week.
They'll fucking last. You're right.
But if it wasn't for the ex, you'd be like, we're on here.
We're on here. It's serious business. So one week, he doesn't ask me to water the plants. He tells me to water the plants.
Ugh.
By this stage, I was so over him, his bullshit, and his ex's plant that I drive the long fucking trip all the way over to his place, and in the car, I drank a massive 1.25-liter bottle of Coke, so by the time I got to his place, I had to piss like there's no tomorrow. Needless to say, that plant died a slow and smelly death as I pissed all over the plant. But technically, I did water it like he asked. Fine or crime? They didn't write that. That's a little editorial from us.
Crime, I feel. I think, like, this person is hung up on an ex. That's kind of kind of normal. We don't know the rest of this person's crimes. Like, we don't know the backstory of why... You know, we're anti this person. But if someone's just hung up on their ex and, maybe they didn't even remember it was from an ex and they were just like, I love this plant.
I feel. You're allowed to just like break up with someone. You don't have to
be a whole thing.
Get revenge on them.
Yeah.
I like it though.
Would you do that to someone?
No, but I'm not a revenge guy. Like, my revenge would be not going to their house and going to KFC instead.
Yeah. It's not really I agree with you. I think it's not something I would do, but I would be hurt in that situation. I'd be like, oh, so you love her plant, so you love her, like, yeah. I would take that personally.
Yeah,
but you know what I would probably do instead? Be like, oh, I know you really love plants, so I've bought you one as well. And you just like add to the collection.
And make sure your plant's slightly better.
Yeah. And water that one and not the other one. Go, oh my God.
Oh, that one's died.
That's so strange.
Which is like a metaphor.
Watered the same amount.
Yeah, it's like a metaphor. Like it died like your relationship did with her.
But look at ours, it's thriving.
Blooming.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. What I
fight them with science. Horticulture. She sounds like a bloody horticulture. The ex.
What I do like is revenge that they don't know about. Like, there's some sort of like, they don't know why it died.
But like,
this one guy I know, his mate hooked up with his girlfriend, so he put the mate's toothbrush in his asshole and never told him about it for years.
But like,
so that's
then
sly, silent revenge.
But then what's the point? Don't,
because
isn't
you
the
know
point of revenge,
no,
that
know
you want them to know that you fucked with them,
no,
though?
Because you know you fucked with them. And they get to live in ignorance is bliss with the dead plant and a mouthful of asshole.
And if that's how you choose to live, that's great.
And you do you. All right.
That's nice.
Actually, no, this is fun. This is real fun.
Oh, okay.
This is real fun.
You've really turned
now, there's
very
one,
quickly
there's
there
one sentence that has got me thinking about the logistics, and it's, you'll know it when you hear it.
Okay.
10 years ago in my single gay days, I hooked up with a guy called Mr. 3 o'clock. This is actually hot as fuck. Every Thursday at 3 p.m. he came to my dorm and we did the hippity dippity.
Hot.
I didn't know his name. He didn't know my name. We just had an arrangement that lasted for a year before I graduated, moved on with my life. So at 3 o'clock, he would just turn up.
How did this begin then?
I don't know, but I'm assuming at one stage there was like a grinder or a something or other.
And
I was,
and
like,
they hooked up.
I was like,
and then,
here's the room, 3 o'clock, you just turn up.
Standing appointment. You know how since COVID, you're not allowed to cancel anything? You have to give 48 hours notice before you can, like, you can't like cancel last minute.
Yep.
But that's like since COVID, it's like, oh, people are losing so much money because they, whatever.
Can't cancel, yeah.
Do you reckon this was the same? Like 48 hours notice. If you can't be there at 3 o'clock, you will need to know. Otherwise, you have to pay 50% cum deposit.
First of all, plenty of deposits were deposited here by the looks of things. Second of all, great question.
Yeah.
But I think, and you'll respect this of Mr. 3 o'clock, he was on time. He didn't cancel.
Never miss.
He made a commitment. He fucking got there and got it done.
Respect it. I mean, it's your business, you know?
Yeah.
That's your reputation.
And then he's like, then I graduated, moved out of the dorm, and that, like, just.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
10 years later.
I would just be desperate to know more information. Sorry, keep going.
I think that's the part of the thrill, though.
Is it?
But for me, I'd be like, so what do you do?
Yeah, the
where
small talk.
You,
yeah, yeah. But also, like, if you had enough sexual chemistry to fuck every week, surely you'd be like, oh, is there more here?
So
do you know what I mean? Like,
you'd
be curious.
Our good friend Christian Hull had a thing where someone just entered the room and had their way and then left. And he still doesn't really know.
He doesn't know who it was. And,
and for him, that's part of the thing.
And, like, I love it for people, but I would just be like, oh, so, like, where did your mum grow up?
So,
like, you know, small talk. Where did your mum grow up?
In Ballwin, which is funny because then he.
Anyway.
10 years later in 2024, I get an email saying we have a new manager starting at work. After a bit of a management structure reshuffle, this new manager would be my direct manager. And imagine my face when Mr. 3 o'clock struts in the door as my new boss at work. A colleague, as we were all being told when they entered the room, said to me, I know he's hot as fuck, but can you please wipe that drool from your face and close your mouth? Spoiler alert, this could be the sentence. I laughed out loud thinking I used to be elbow deep in him, wearing him like a puppet at 3 o'clock every Thursday. This is the, like, the more I think about that sentence, the more questions I have. Wearing
that's
him like a puppet.
That's casual to me.
Where, have you ever been worn like a puppet?
No, nah, I haven't. Not personally, no. And do you do the...
Our first one-on-one meeting was awkward.
And it was at Thursday, 3 o'clock.
Well, and this is the confessor is like being honest here. It was awkward because I was making it awkward.
Oh, well, because you would just be like,
well,
do you remember?
Like, nah, the other guy was trying to be a professional and the confessor, who is a tarpa, was being a fuckhead in the very best of ways.
Yeah, birds of a feather. Birds of a feather flock together. That's why they're a tarpa.
Sophie, can you pass me that rope so I can...
Does someone want to fucking cut that out? Don't cut that out, surely. Anyway.
Nah, it's in, mate. Pass me rope. I'll lob it into the hole that Tony's found herself in so she can climb out.
Yeah.
He said, we'd like these sales figures to rise. And I went, oh, you know something I like to make rise. Oh. And he's like,
oh, no. A time and place. And it's Thursday at 3.
He was trying to not acknowledge anything and trying to be professional. We need this report done at the same time every week. Oh. Well, I know you're going to arrive at the same time every week. Don't miss it.
Oh, no. That is just word vomit. You know, when you're uncomfortable, it just keeps fucking coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, our poor Tapa.
I feel sorry for Mr. 3 o'clock.
I feel sorry for both of them.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, yeah. Oh. And also being the one that's like, yep, so like, we'll be professional here. And you're like,
no, we obviously won't be professional.
I've seen the inside of your body. Yeah. The more you think about it.
Yeah.
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 The word puppet, though, really does
mean.
Oh,
it does. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck. Yep. It's very visceral.
Yep. Yep.
This is Rodney Sickles Palmer from Western Australia, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tuppers. If they've made it through that, then congratulations. Amanda Weirdy, thank you so much, Amanda. Jake the Snake. Cindy Clausen. Ian Davies. It might be Owen. I-E-U-A-N.
Imagine back in your single days.
Yeah.
And you get a message from someone going, hey, Tony, I think you're really beautiful.
Yeah, this is a real hypothetical, obviously.
And you go, oh. Anonymous admirer, who are you? And they go, I'm Jake the Snake.
I would do exactly what I just did. I'd go. Sophie's just spat her coffee all over her Taylor Swift jumper.
turns out someone we know knows the Jake the Snake.
Yeah, wow. And how did she respond? I think we can see. It
Sophie's.
Came right out of her mouth. And B, and thank you so much for being part of the Patreon. You absolutely love to see it. Speaking of a new low.
I'm a snake.
The video?
Yeah.
Slippery snake. The hat thing as well. It's so good. OG YouTube days.
Yep.
Very good.
Yesterday, a weekday.
Yes.
Tony and I were on Tony's couch eating crunchy nut cereal and watching the 1993 film Tomcats. And Tony looks over to me and goes, have we hit rock bottom?
Like a couple of uni students. We're sitting, oh my God. It is.
At 2 p.m.
2 o'clock.
Oh. Is this a new low for us?
It's an interesting turn of events, that's for sure. Yeah, so whenever people ask about our lives, you're like, wow, it must be so glamorous.
I don't think anyone assumes it's glamorous, but. At 2 o'clock yesterday, we were sitting on Tony's couch eating cereal, watching Tomcats, and Tony goes, have we hit a new low? And I said, no, this is fucking living. This is peak. Think of everyone else not doing this right now, wishing.
That they were.
How many people at 2 o'clock on a fucking weekday would love to be sitting on a couch eating cereal, watching Tomcats? We are living.
Yeah. And so I had my bowl of cereal. And Pippa was asleep on my lap.
Mm.
And I turned to my right and Ryan's holding his bowl of cereal and he's asleep too.
No, I was waiting for the whole movie.
And so my two sleepy babies on the couch with me. I felt like a single mum. And it was like a Friday night when we'd be like, no, we can stay up. We won't fall asleep.
I'll watch the movie. I won't fall asleep.
And Ryan both asleep on my couch. See, the fire was on. It was really nice. It was really good. Fuck. And I think you're right. I think that it is actually great. It was nice, but I did feel like a uni student.
Now, if you were to ask a Tapa, what is Ryan known for? They would say
shitting himself,
making great recommendations.
Ooh.
I feel like that's part of my brand. I feel like people think, yep, that guy knows a recommendation. He's always laying down fucking gold.
Ooh. When do you think that happened?
Most of the time.
I don't think...
Okay. Tony and Ryan podcast, what's that about? Oh, this guy just makes fucking killer recommendations.
I mean, even if that were true, it's about to change.
I would like to make a retraction. I've said numerous times that Tom Cats was a good movie.
One was recently.
Yeah.
One was very recently.
Yeah. And Tony's...
Hang on, before we get to this, should we say what movie we were trying to watch?
We're going to watch Basketball.
The Trey Parker and Matt Stone film wasn't available.
And then, no, what? Tony goes, oh, it's $4 on YouTube. And we went, for Basketball, that's way too much.
Yeah.
And then Tony goes, oh, Tomcats is
on. I said, didn't you mention that movie the other day? Yeah, put that on.
Put it on. It's fucking sick. It's not sick.
It is shit. I've watched some shit fucking movies. Sucks. Shit TV. That is fucking crook. Not aged well. Terrible.
I've done some research. Tomcats holds a 14% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Even that's too high.
An average rating of 3.4 out of 10.
Oh.
One reviewer said, why do we even bother?
You know what? I wish I'd watched that. I've read that before I'd watched the movie.
The New York Times said the film is so enthusiastically vulgar in attempts to be funny, but forgets to be actually funny.
We should have watched Basketball. Should have paid the $4.
Tomcats sucks.
It is not a good film.
So here's
mate.
The thing with Jerry O'Connell. Or McConnell? Connell? Jerry Connell.
I don't know. It's not important because he never did anything else.
He's too. So, but we had a deep dive before I fell asleep in scene two.
Yeah.
He's too goofy looking to be the lead.
But he's too handsome to
be, the
goofy,
friend.
Like,
he's in no man's land.
It's very strange, yeah.
So you kind of like, I don't get what. And then you know the guy that looks like he could be like Gary Busey's son?
Nah. Who's Gary Busey?
Google Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
You mean Jake Busey?
Family resemblance, obviously.
So
Gary Busey's son, he looks just like Gary Busey.
Because I go, this guy's a freak. He looks like Gary Busey's son. It is.
It is. Do you know that I reckon that guy looks a bit like...
Some 41, The Offspring.
A little bit, actually.
Who's the guy I'm thinking of?
Yeah. I was going to say...
Also, there's a lot of Some 41 / Offspring in the soundtrack.
182 vibes, yeah. Anyway, he looks like every asshole in a... teen movie.
Yeah.
Like he's just like the jerk friend who's like
now,
a knob.
I didn't stay awake for all of it, but
I fucking did. I was fucking there.
And then I go, oh, so does he get the girl in the end? And you're like, what was the...
Well, like exactly what you think will happen is what happens, but there's like no friction in the movie.
So like, my ultimate goal is to get this. Can I have that? Yeah, here you go. Oh, thanks.
Actually, like they're like, oh, well, to get all the money, she's got to marry him. But like, I love you. And then the last scene of the movie is her being, spoilers, the last scene of the movie is her being like, here's all the money. And he's like, how'd you get it? She's like, I married him. And then I annulled it this morning and now we can be together. I'm like, oh, so it's all fine. Like, it's just so stupid.
Do you want to know one of the great fun facts?
Doesn't hold a candle to like American Pie or anything.
No. And speaking of American Pie, Shannon Elizabeth is like the female lead who's also in American Pie and a bunch of those.
She's
like,
Nadia.
She was just like the hot girl in a lot of movies of that era.
Mm.
Do you know what she does now?
Is she still an actress?
I think she does some bits and pieces, but she's a professional poker player.
What?
And has been on like World League Poker and shit. So I Googled Shannon Elizabeth and it was like actress and professional poker player.
What the fuck? That is insane. Do you reckon that boys just get distracted because she is gorgeous?
So good looking.
Fuck. And she looks the same as she did then.
Yeah, she looks great.
Wow.
I think in American Pie, because she's doing like that dumb accent, you just assume she's really dumb. But at least in Tomcats, she's got some like dialogue and she's got a bit of sass and a bit of energy.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems strange to say that she's a bit more empowered in Tomcats.
Well, if Tomcats taught me anything, it was like about women's empowerment was the obvious sort of vibe of the movie. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would.
Presley's in it, who surprisingly is not Margot Robbie.
Yep. Do you know what's really sickening about Tomcats?
besides most of it.
Is that it came out in 2001. Like, it should be from earlier than that.
I've written the 1993 movie because I assumed it was from 1993.
Yeah, no, it's from 2001. Yeah.
So they're the same time as Titanic almost.
Because, no, that was 1994.
What the fuck?
Wasn't it? Didn't we realize?
When did Titanic? So you're telling me.
1997.
Get the fuck out. So Titanic's come out and people are like, oh my God, it's a whole new world of cinema. And someone goes, Tomcats.
Even American Pie came out in 99. So
this is after.
Yeah.
They're not even good at their own shit
all
genre.
Post-Titanic, which is a hard, you know, hard act to follow, given AT. That. That's funny. Was that after Titanic?
Yeah. BC.
Before Titanic.
So just in summary, our lives have peaked. We have not hit a new low. Tomcat sucks.
And Ryan,
I am retracting my recommendation.
Thank you very much.
My track record is pretty hot.
Oh, fuck.
T-Pain episode of...
Oh, yeah. That was episode one. So you've fucking started here and you just
great
dropped.
Recommendation. The Gentleman was a great recommendation.
Have you watched the rest of the show yet?
I've watched four episodes.
You'll remember that you recommended the first three, which you watched. No,
I would also recommend the first four now.
Okay.
I think maybe I'm up to five or six. I don't know. What do you love to see, Tony Lodge?
Fuck, sorry. I'm just looking at Tomcats on the internet and that's just too much, isn't it? I've really loved to see here from Michaela. Michaela submitted this through our website, which is where you can pop all your confessions and everything. Michaela says, I'm traveling to represent Australia.
The Paris Olympics.
Close. It's the Olympics of dance is how she's described it. I'm traveling to America soon to compete in what is like the Olympics, but for dance. I'm in Team Australia representing our country, and I'd love to get some positive vibes from you guys to share with my team.
Fuck yeah.
Well, fucking get it. Dance your way across the fucking Atlantic, girlfriend, because that's going to be amazing.
I'd probably go over the Pacific.
Go across the Pacific.
Yeah, because the Atlantic, that's not the direction you want to head.
Good.
I believe I've seen the documentary on this was with Gabrielle Union and what's the other girl's name that my wife's obsessed with?
You are thinking.
Who's not in Spider-Man anymore?
Who's not in Spider-Man anymore? Oh, you're thinking of Bring It On. That's cheerleading.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's this?
Dancing.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Honey with Jessica Alba.
Which is a great fucking movie. Not available on any streaming platforms except for you can buy it on Apple, which is such a shame.
That is a shame.
I'd pay for that movie though.
Would you?
Yep, I fucking would. That movie is incredible.
If you were to rank Honey, Basketball and Tomcats in order.
That is the order.
Okay.
Basketball's not that bad. I watched that not that long ago. Okay. Also hasn't aged that well, but much better than Tomcats. What year did Basketball come out? 1998.
AT.
Fuck, AT. But BAP before American Pie, because that was 99.
It would be PDT.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
produced during Titanic, because Titanic would have come out and they'd already probably made it.
Oh, I mean, you're giving them a lot of credit that this took over a year to make.
Yeah, actually, they probably knocked out Basketball over the long weekend.
Yeah, they probably went, you know
what
we should
do? What are you doing this long
do?
Weekend? Oh, fuck, do I film a movie?
Do you want to do another South Park episode? Nah, let's do this
instead.
Let's
knock out a basketball movie with no cardio.
It's very, very good, that movie. Anyway, so Michaela, fucking good luck. It's not cheerleading.
Yep.
It's not dancing. It's not basketball. It's dance. And I've always said that.
Great. My love to see it is from Alana Kelly. You know what fucks me right off?
Both of them? Alana and Kelly?
Both of them. You know what fucks me right off? What? Is when you're in the car, you've stopped driving, and you take a screenshot of your phone.
Oh, and it screenshots your dashboard?
Who wants to screenshot their fucking dashboard?
Literally, why is it an option?
So Alana was sending some goss to one of her friends. So I don't know if she's screenshotting a text message or a news article.
And this
or something.
Is like a classic when you've pulled into the house and everyone does this.
Yeah.
You pull into the house, you're in your driveway, the aircon's still on, but the engine's off, your music's still on, and you fucking have a bit of a scroll before you go inside.
Yeah, just play the last few seconds of silence.
Before you've got to go into the house and fucking cook dinner or whatever you do.
I got busted doing that the other day. So Bridget came out to the garage to get something and I was just in the car. She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, what?
You're like, yeah, just turn the car off. She's like, it's cold. Yeah. Like, you have not been driving this car. What?
The garage door is down.
You've obviously been here for a while. She's like, I saw you come in 20 minutes ago.
So Alana's been doing this.
Yeah, nice.
And she's like having a scroll and she goes, oh, I'll send that screenshot to my friend. And she sends both the screenshot of her phone and the screenshot of her dash.
I'm embarrassing. If someone did that to her, I'd never let them live it down.
With 0% context to a non-TARPA, look what's on the screen.
Oh, no.
Explain to everyone what's on the screen.
Oh, fuck. Our episode of the podcast, only listened to 5 minutes. Must have been her favorite. The origins of teabagging. Yeah, right. Fuck.
Yep. And her friend goes, oh,
you're doing some research?
What are you listening to?
Yeah.
Very science podcast.
Yeah. So you would be, you could be convinced that it was a motivational or educational podcast.
Yep.
It's not. Do you know what's worse is that in that podcast, the reason we were talking about that is because you talked about that guy that was there sucking on the tea bags after making them, which is just, I've actually thought about that since we talked about it.
Yep.
And it's just a bitter nightmare.
A bitter nightmare?
Both.
It's a bit of a bitter nightmare.
It's a bit of, anyway. Fuck, that's disgusting. Sorry about that, but we will not change what we do.
No. Tomorrow on the show.
Yep. Oh, I've gotten in some hot water over a nickname.
Is it over Teabag Man?
Hot water. Nice.
And we're coming at this with sympathy respect.
Yeah. Wait.
Sympathy and respect.
That'll sound like
us. We're not laughing at people.
Laughing with you.
There's no laughing. It's just sympathy and respect.
What am I going to do? Should I not come in tomorrow? Because that doesn't sound like me.
Well, you're busy watching Tomcats. Tomcats
2? Is there a sequel?
Surely not. Let me just look
That's got to be a crime against humanity.
Tomcats sequel. Thank God for that.
Yeah, that's been the saving grace of the day, for sure. So we're being sympathetic tomorrow?
Tomorrow, sharpers. Tarpers have shared.
The sharpers. Ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Their phobias.
Oh.
And some of them are... So with sympathy and respect, we're going to share some phobias. And let me just say, if there's something in your life that you're a bit afraid of or it gives you the heebie-jeebies, but it's sort of like a bit embarrassing, listen tomorrow because then you'll know that your thing isn't that embarrassing at all.
Or listen to yesterday when I freaked out about a tape measure.
Either.
Yeah.
All right. That's tomorrow. We'll chat to you then.
Love you. Bye.